With sea ice in the Arctic melting, the region's most iconic animal, the polar bear, is in peril. Researchers have monitored the threatened predator for decades, but tracking bears in remote and harsh climates can be costly and dangerous, which is why federal scientists have started using a new tool to study polar bears, satellites. APRN's Joaquin Palomino has the story.
Studying polar bears in the Arctic can be difficult. Scientists rely on boats, helicopters, and low-flying planes, which can't access many remote regions where polar bears live. The U.S. Geological Survey, though, recently started tracking polar bears from space using high-resolution satellites. Todd Atwood works on the project.
The advantage that we see for the satellite imagery is that we don't have to put people in helicopters and fly them over the sea ice. And obviously it is completely non-invasive to polar bears.
Atwood is currently analyzing satellite images from Rowley Island in Canada, where polar bears amass in large numbers during the summer. Researchers have already completed a bear count using the images, which seems to be accurate. As an end goal, Atwood hopes to better understand how the threatened animal is responding to climate change. The new tracking method could also produce information about an animal that's not very well understood, which has Jeff York of Polar Bears International excited.
We lack sufficient data. We lack sufficient information for nearly half of the polar bears range. I think one thing we need to do straight away is to fill in those blank spots on the map.
York and other researchers are particularly eager to use satellites in the Arctic sea ice, an environment that's rapidly changing. But spotting white polar bears in a sea of snow has its challenges.
It's a great target to shoot for. I just think that technology's not there yet. And you're looking for white on white. That's next to impossible.
More immediately, USGS researchers plan to use polar bear spotting satellites in coastal Alaska and other parts of the Arctic. In Anchorage, I'm Joaquin Palomino.